So I'm here with actor, writer, voice actor, currently on Saturday Night Live, Taron Killen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
So the world's greatest spy is dead, and now his illegitimate kids take his place in your book from IDW. And what I thought was cool was, you know, you talked about this is like your big and maybe even only passion project that you would want to do for comics. So this is the story you wanted to tell.
That's right, yeah. It's an idea that I've had. I've probably had the idea for about 7 years at this point. And at different stages throughout, having the idea, wanted to try to make it, put it on the page, but either just didn't have the time or money or resources. But now, you know, what the first year of SNL, I was riding on the subway and kind of made eye contact with this lovely family, a father, mother, and they had a daughter, like a two-year-old daughter. And the father recognized me and he said, "Hey, aren't you on SNL?" I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "Oh, your wife came and toured my office." And I said, "Oh, what's your office?" And he said, "I work for DC Comics."
Oh, nice.
And I said, "She toured that because, for me, that was my father's big gift." Because one year Kobe surprised me for Father's Day and got me a tour of the Manhattan DC Comics offices, which was just amazing.
Yeah.
And I said, "Oh, what's your name? What do you do?" And he said, "I'm Mike Mars. I edit Batman comics."
Wow.
And I was like, "I'm more excited to meet you, I promise." So that was a nice relationship, and I had Mike come to see a show, and we hit it off. And then a year later, sort of the two worlds aligned and a light bulb went off, and I reached out to him and I said, "Hey, can you get me in contact with some artists?" And he led me to Kevin Sharp, who's been our artist on the project, who's just it's phenomenal, just such an incredible talent.
The book opens with kind of like what feels like five Bond intros, Bond-esque intros with this character. So it opens with like different decades of him essentially being kind of like the ultimate agent. What Bond movies kind of brought you to the series? Did you grow up with Bond movies? Were like they your big franchise growing up?
Absolutely, yeah. Huge Bond fan and back then we had the box set VHS.
Classic.
Pre-DVD. But it came with Dr. No and Goldfinger. Goldfinger is probably my all-time favorite of all of them. But then I was coming to my own as a young man, right as GoldenEye sort of relaunched the whole Bond franchise with Brosnan, and in particular the GoldenEye video game for Nintendo 64 was a huge part of my life, and oft times continues to be so. The entire series, you know, I've seen all of them. And just the concept of every movie ends with some version of him stranded on a beach or in some, you know, penthouse suite with, the woman of the week. And the idea of sort of, following that to its logical conclusion that he's not always going to get away scot-free.
Yeah. The GoldenEye game was like the ultimate friend party game I think ever made. It probably still is.
God.
People still play that.
It is. I still have my Nintendo 64. I mean, the graphics are absurd, but they recently redid it. They did like a relaunch, and I got that. But it's not the same. And so much of that was having the Nintendo 64 controller in your hand too.
And it's funny too. We mentioned that they're absurd now, but I remember when that game came out, it was like they reinvented the wheel for graphics. That was like the hottest thing ever.
Blew your mind. And they also had all the characters to play. You're like, you could be Jaws or you could be Odd Job.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
So you said too, something that should alleviate folks that hear the idea, that you're making a comic book is maybe they think it's for a movie, but you talked specifically about you just want to make a good comic. This isn't like your film pitch. You made this to be a comic.
Exactly right. Yeah, my friend and co-writer on the project, Mark Andreyko, who's been writing comic books for a long time now, he's who I originally took the idea to, and he said, oh my God, this could be a TV show, a movie. And I really had to kind of like pull on the reins and be like, Mark, please, I literally just want to be able to walk into a comic book shop and see this on the shelf. Because I grew up reading comics, starting, you know, where I kind of went week to week was Jim Lee's X-Men when he relaunched it in 92 and 93. I was just hooked, and it was an escape for me, but it was also, I loved any comic that kind of had a team. You know, I think at that point in your young life, reading comics is about projecting yourself onto the character. Hmm. And anytime you have a team, you can kind of single someone out and be like, oh, I would be that member of the team. I'd be like that guy.
Right.
And that's why I also was particularly fond of this idea, because not only is it taking it into the world of super spies, which I love, but it's also, you know, it's a super spy team, which we haven't seen much of, you know, maybe Mission Impossible, but.
And it's funny too, like, I think I probably started reading around the same time you did with X-Men number one, but there was like a period of time, like right before they launched that book, where I think I picked up like X-Factor or something after the Muir Island saga. And it was so weird to pick up those books without it being a jumping on point, where you had no idea what any of those characters were, but you just thought they looked like badasses wearing their trench coats, like Gambit,
totally.
And like, oh my God, I need to be in this world like all day constantly.
The coolest. I mean, it's such an, I feel, underrated art form, because, you know, you have anywhere from 1 to 7 works of art per page, you know, and on average 22 pages. It's really just such an incredible art form. And Kevin Sharp, our artist, deserves all the credit, because, you know, I have a good imagination, and I like pretending, and it's easy for me to say, open on, you know, Mayan pyramid with explosion out of the top, but he makes it a reality. And it's really just such an incredible, incredible skill that's hard earned. You know what I mean? It's like playing an instrument or music. It's any of these talents that take time and practice that you have to give it up for.
Yeah.
It's incredibly admirable.
So in your kind of, you know, the book has been made, and so you went, I think, maybe at one of the comic conventions, but you attended the retailer breakfast. So what was that experience like for you, being a reader, but now you're on the other end of the table where you, like, physically are talking to retailers and really talking about your book? What was that like?
It was so lovely, you know. It was early on a Sunday morning, so, you know, my Saturday nights tended to run a bit late. But I, you know, I that's a testament to how much I care about this project. I was willing to do that and wasn't sure what it was going to be, because, you know, you hear retailers and your retailers breakfast and you're like, oh, it's not the fans. But that's the thing, is that retailers are maybe the biggest fans of all, you know, to want to open up a store and want to sell comics and want to spread the word and image. You have to be a fan above all. So I had a blast, and I actually, as a fan, it was so great to kind of see what other publishers were coming out with. You know, we watched the Dark Horse presentation and independent, you know, a few titles that were announced there at the retailer's breakfast. So I would do that again in a heartbeat.
Something I didn't realize until I did my exhaustive interview research was that your first film was inarguably the greatest film ever made, Naked Gun 33 and a Third. I would just watch that every year on anniversary. What was that? How was that?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it was that got me, that film made me SAG eligible. And it was basically a parody of Jurassic Park, Joe who plays the kid in the actual movie, he and I ended up being on a kickball league like years later.
Nice.
Which was sort of funny, but I had a line and it got cut, so, you know, that was
sad.
Disappointing at the time. I got to meet Leslie Nielsen at the premiere, and that was pretty awesome.
Oh, nice. He looked like, for decades, it looked like he never aged. He just looked like the same person.
Right.
It looked like he wasn't even real. He was a robot.
Pretty amazing, yeah. I like to think it's because he made people laugh.
Yeah.
Humor keeps you young at heart.
That's true. That's very true. So what do you read in your free time? What are the books that you seek out and kind of have a stack of books to read?
I'm a big Fables fan, and I've kind of become acquaintances with Bill Willingham. Bill did the cover for our New York Comic Con exclusive edition of the comic. Mm. It's sort of an homage to his Elementals, his first title, which was pretty amazing. But yeah. Both my wife and I, Fables is a title that I was able to hook my wife onto. So
that's cool.
Something that we like reading together. Big Walking Dead fan for a long time. Also love DMZ. What else? I've really liked is Thief of Thieves. I've really been enjoying. I like that a lot. And then looking forward to the end of Infinity. I haven't finished up, but I've really been enjoying Marvel's Infinity.
You know, I think the makers, the Telltale Games, they made a Walking Dead game. I think they just made a Fables spinoff game for iOS.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think it's based on the wolf character.
Bigby. Fantastic.
Yeah, I didn't even hear about it until I saw it on like The Verge, and I was like, wow, these guys are really cranking these games out.
I got to check that out.
Yeah, they're also doing a Game of Thrones game, too. That's in the works.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I am halfway through Dance with Dragons.
Oh, man.
I'd never read the books, watched The Red Wedding on TV, and after that, I
you had to go back.
Be taken by surprise like that anymore. So I've gone back and I've read them all.
Nice.
I couldn't be hurt like that again.
Never again. Well, Taryn, I really enjoy the book. I'm excited for people to discover comics, and I appreciate you coming on the show. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.